Welcome to Low Sunday, also known as Doubting Thomas Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, and Quasimodo Sunday. You're going to have to Google that one, but this is not during the service here. Historically, the Sunday after Easter has been called Low Sunday, and I never knew that until I was in seminary, and I was serving as an intern chaplain at a large residential facility for persons who had developmental disabilities. And one of the residents there came up to me on the Sunday after Easter, and he said, "Today is Low Sunday." That kind of surprised me. I said, "Oh, well, why is it called that?" And he says, "Because everyone is sad because Jesus is back in the grave again." Somehow Roger there had gotten a little confused. I think he confused Easter and Groundhog Day because in his mind, Jesus appeared at Easter, came out of the grave, looked around, and then went back in for 12 more months of winter. So I explained to Roger that that Jesus was, in fact, alive every day, and that we could celebrate every day. Now, he may have gotten his theology mixed up, but he got his word correct. It is Low Sunday. And he's also correct about the feeling, because sometimes on this Sunday after Easter, we get to feeling a little down. We're coming off the great high of the celebration of Easter, and the week after Easter just isn't quite the same. Now, I know this year was different because we weren't all gathered, and we didn't have all the pomp and circumstance of a normal Easter. But still, a number of people have said to me this past week that this Easter was the most spiritually uplifting Easter that they've had in a very long time. So maybe you had one of those great Easters, and compared to that, this next Sunday is a bit of a letdown. It's kind of low key. And depending on how your week went, maybe some of the enthusiasm that you had, some of the confidence, some of the joy, some of the hope that you had just a week ago is already starting to fade. Or perhaps you didn't have a spiritual high on Easter. Perhaps when people said, "Oh, wasn't it a great Easter?" you just weren't there. It just wasn't that way for you. Perhaps no Sunday is that way. Maybe you are wrestling with doubts and shame. You're wondering about Jesus. Maybe every Sunday feels like a low Sunday for you. I got a card to back this earlier this spring. It was on one of the message cards that I've used to get ideas for sermons, but this didn't appear to be exactly a sermon idea. It's anonymous. I don't know who it came from, but it says, "I feel guilty because I don't feel very religious. I love church, but I don't feel like I'm as religious as others. I feel like a fake. I pray and talk with God, but I just feel fake." And this card broke my heart when I got it. And if you wrote it, I hope you are watching, whoever wrote this. But maybe you didn't write it, but it expresses the way that you feel. Well, then this message is for you. For everyone who has felt like a fake, for everyone who has felt doubt, for everyone who has felt guilt and shame, for everyone who's felt low the week after Easter, this message is for you. Now, to start off in our scripture reading today, we're going to read from the 20th chapter in John, and we're going to jump back into Easter for just a little bit and read about Jesus' appearance to his disciples on Easter evening. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. And if you don't forgive them, they're not forgiven." Okay, so this is the Easter that many people had. This is the Easter that has all those things that we look for in connecting with Christ. We go through there, and there's the peace of Christ that is given. They're overjoyed. They are given a mission. They're sent. They feel the Holy Spirit when Jesus breathes on them, and they receive a challenge as well, the challenge to forgive people. They get the whole package. But what if you didn't get that this year or any year? Well, the rest of the story is for you. Verse 24. "Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, 'We've seen the Lord.'" Now we expect Thomas to be excited too. We expect him to say, "You've seen the Lord? Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited that the Lord is alive." But that's not what he says. No, instead he says, "I don't believe it." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." The news was too good to be true. And Thomas can't risk being let down again. Thomas is in his own low Sunday. He's doubtful. Maybe he's resentful. How come they got to see them and he didn't? And maybe he feels there's something wrong with him, or maybe he's feeling guilty because it doesn't tell us why he wasn't there with the others. There's something that kept him away. We don't know. Or maybe he just felt they were nuts, this talk of Jesus being alive. We call him Doubting Thomas because of this. But honest doubt is something that Jesus can work with. Jesus reaches out specifically to Thomas on this time when he's doubting and he can't believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Now, it doesn't say that Thomas actually did put his finger in the nail holes, but he could have. He could have, because the risen Jesus still carries his scars. And isn't that surprising? The risen Jesus could have got himself all presentable. I mean, he can show up behind closed doors, so he surely could have patched up the holes, done some divine plastic surgery, come back as the new and improved supermodel Jesus. But that's not how he comes to Thomas. No, he comes back and he isn't afraid to let him see his scars. The scars are necessary for a real resurrection. If the resurrection can't raise us scars and all, then it's not a real resurrection. And if Jesus can show up with his scars, then we don't need to be afraid to show up with ours. Whatever they may be, scars from the sins of the past, from failures, from doubts, from hurts and uncertainty, our feelings of being a fake, those scars, that's the real stuff of life. That's who we are. And that's being real. When we show up with those, we're not being fake. we're being real. Real people for a real resurrection. There was a woman the world knew as Mother Teresa. She was one of the most famous Christians in the world at the time. She served the poorest of the poor in the slums of Calcutta. She would tend to the sick. She would hold the dying when nobody else would touch them and come near them. She was known across the world. She won many awards. In fact, she won the Nobel Peace Prize. And yet, in just the weeks before she won the Nobel Peace Prize, she confided in a letter to a friend of hers that she didn't feel like the super person of faith. In fact, she had her doubts. In fact, she was like Doubting Thomas. She wrote to her friend, "Jesus has a special love for you. But as for me, the silence and the emptiness is so great that I look and I do not see, listen and do not hear." And another time she wrote, "I spoke as if my heart was in love with God, tender personal love. If you were there, you'd have said, 'What hypocrisy.'" She could just as easily have written these words, "I feel guilty because I don't feel very religious. I love church, but I don't feel like I'm as religious as others. I feel like a fake. I pray and talk with God, but I just feel fake." Mother Teresa, now honored as St. Teresa of Calcutta, perhaps the most respected Christian in the last 100 years, felt like a fake. She felt that she wasn't as religious as others. She felt doubt. Was God even listening? Was Jesus even there? Just like Thomas, just like us, she sometimes felt low. But that's okay. It's okay. Because it wasn't for those other disciples, the ones who had had that great Easter experience and were so sure of themselves, it wasn't for them that Jesus came on that next Sunday. It was for Thomas, the one filled with doubt, maybe some guilt and shame, because why wasn't he there with the others on Easter? Was something wrong with him? Jesus didn't come to the perfect. He came to the doubting, and he showed them his scars. See, resurrection is for those with scars. Resurrection is for those with wounds. Resurrection is for those who feel fake and wonder what's wrong with them. And I don't mean just Jesus' resurrection. And I don't mean the resurrection that'll come in the future. I also mean this church, Resurrection United Methodist Church. This church is a community for Easter people and also for Low Sunday people, a place for real people. Last fall, my wife Tammy had back surgery, and it left her with an 8-inch scar down the middle of her back. And she said it would be okay if I shared the pictures with you, but I think I'll spare you. But I did have to take a picture each week of her back and send it into the doctor. You see, that's how the doctor could tell that the healing was happening, by looking at the scar. You see, having scars doesn't mean that you're broken. It means that you're healing. And having doubts doesn't mean that you're fake. Means that you're real. And having a low Sunday doesn't mean that Jesus is back in the grave. It means that he's closer than you know. Let's hear the end of the story. Then Jesus told him, "Because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Happy Low Sunday. Let us pray. Jesus, we're complicated people. Sometimes we feel that you're so close, and sometimes we wonder if you even exist at all. Sometimes we're excited about our mission and we're ready to charge forward, and other times we say, unless, I'm not even going to believe. And yet you come to us, whether we are on a high moment in our life or whether we're in a low moment, you come to us, even if we can't recognize it. You come to us, for you are the risen one. You've conquered the grave, and because you live, we can live also. In your precious name we pray. Amen.